We've heard a lot about the economy from presidential candidates coming through Wisconsin during the last year. The Milwaukee metro area is the state's major economic hub, and by one measure, median household income, it's headed in the wrong direction over the past four decades. Our next guest crunched the numbers and found that household income in the city of Milwaukee and the suburbs and surrounding counties has gone down since 1980, thanks in part to a changing jobs landscape with big hits from the Great Recession along the way. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you feeling this yourself wherever you are in the state? A gradual decline maybe in your own household income, that of your family over the generations, maybe in your community? If you've lived in the Milwaukee area during and after the Great Recession, has your job or your income been hit? Have you changed job sectors, kind of jobs? Do you think there's a way for the area to build up household incomes again? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas at WPR.org. Mike Goucher is a fellow in law and public policy at Marquette University and a longtime Milwaukee journalist. He did this research for Marquette's Lubar Center for Public Policy Research and Civic Education. Mike, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks, Rob. It's good to be with you.
Before we get into your findings, let's look at the measure you use. There are different ways to measure, you know, income and wealth. You focused on median household income. What can we learn from that?
Well, the person that I did this report with, John Johnson, who's our Lubar Center research fellow here at the law school, we had fairly long conversations about what was the best measurement of how the region was faring economically. And we came to the conclusion that median household income was the most accurate way to measure economic prosperity. And we really say that, Rob, for a couple of reasons. The primary one is that rapidly growing wages for the richest workers can certainly raise per person or per capita income numbers. But at the same time, you might have people in the middle or people on the lower end of the economic scale who are seeing absolutely no improvement. So it could be a little misleading to measure it in per capita income numbers. So we think median household income does a better job of capturing the economic well-being of the metro Milwaukee population.
There are a lot of differences within the area that you're looking at, but let's start with the big picture. This 40-year long view look, what did you see when it came to overall household incomes in the region?
Well, what we found was the median household income in the region, in the metro area, and we should define that as the four-county metro area, so it's Milwaukee, Waukesha, Washington, and Ozaukee County. We found that median income had fallen since 1980. In 1980, for example, in the city of Milwaukee, the median household income was $53,000. The national income average was $54,000. Today, if you look at the city of Milwaukee, the national median income in real dollars is $64,000. And in Milwaukee, it's just $44,000. So you can see in the city itself, we're going in a direction that is south, and the nation is going in a direction that is north. It's kind of a disturbing thing. But it's not just a city of Milwaukee phenomenon. Our suburbs are still generally pretty prosperous, but household median income in the suburbs is also lower than it was in 1980. It was $78,000 then. In real dollars today, it's $73,000. What we saw, and I heard in the open of this, and it's fair to point out that a lot of this has happened in the prosperous WOW counties. It happened really since 2000. We peaked at median household income in 2000 at $86,000, and since then, it's fallen $13,000 per household in the suburbs. So even in Waukesha County, the wealthiest of the metro counties, a very prosperous county, median household income since 2000 was down $8,000 per household. In Ozaukee County, another well-to-do county, it was down $14,000 per household. In Washington County, it was down $13,000. So it's not just a city of Milwaukee phenomenon.
Is there a common theme driving those declines in the whole region?
I think there probably is, and what we looked at was employment trends and job trends. And I think what we came to a conclusion that jobs that had been lost, especially from the 2000 to 2019 time period, jobs that had been lost were eventually largely replaced, but the jobs that replaced them simply didn't pay as well. And so you've had that along with an aging population, where you have more people reliant on retirement income. And those two factors combined tended to bring down the median household income levels.
Talking to Mike Gouchet about a report he co-wrote for Marquette's Lubar Center for Public Policy Research and Civic Education showing declines in median household income in the Milwaukee metropolitan area, not just the city, but the county of Milwaukee and its neighboring counties as well. You could join in at 800-642-1234 with your reactions, your thoughts and questions. What would need to happen to help that region or whatever region in the state you might be in that you're seeing in an economic doldrums? What might help it to bounce back? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Mike, I think people might hear this and say, well, that's a Midwestern city phenomenon. This is a Rust Belt phenomenon. You do some compare and contrast with other cities in the Midwest, and the answer seems to be yes and no, depending on which cities you're talking about.
That's a good way of putting it, Rob. John Johnson and I did look at other cities, and yes, Milwaukee, Metro Milwaukee did fare better than Metro Detroit and Metro Cleveland, but we fared worse than Minneapolis, Madison, Chicago, Kansas City, St. Louis, Indianapolis. Of those cities, we can say that Minneapolis and Madison fared the best. Chicago, Kansas City, and St. Louis had more modest gains in household median income. So there is that point of comparison. And this gets to the other point of this story, and that's the employment situation. This is very dramatic. We were down about 6,000 jobs from 2000 to 2019. So during the Great Recession, we lost about 68,000 jobs. We got all about 6,000 of them back. So we're down 6,000 for that time frame. But compare that to Minneapolis's metro area, for instance. While we were losing 6,000 jobs, they were gaining 235,000 jobs. Indianapolis gained 201,000 jobs. Even Kansas City gained 92,000 jobs. So, yeah, we did better than Detroit and Cleveland, but those other numbers really jump out at you, and they're a pretty dramatic point of comparison for Midwestern cities.
Well, that raises a whole mess of questions that are kind of, I think, outside the bounds of your work here, but what kind of, I guess, questions would you want to see answered? Why, you know, some of those other Midwestern cities did so much better than cities like metropolitan areas like Milwaukee, Cleveland, Detroit?
Well, I think part of it is population growth. People are moving to those cities. There was a significant population growth in the Minneapolis metro area, the Madison metro area, Indianapolis. That is fueling part of it. People are moving there, feeling there are opportunities to be found there. I think the kind of jobs that are being created also has something to do with it. And we can get into this in some detail, but the jobs that are being created in the metro Milwaukee area are not terribly high-paying jobs for the most part. There is an exception, which I can mention later on, but that is part of it. I think it is, what are the jobs being created? How lucrative are they to individuals? And is there an energy, a population energy, that is drawing people to these metro areas? Do people feel that city or metro area is sort of on the come? And I think that's a challenge. It's a perception issue, I think, for Milwaukee.
Let's break down where we're seeing job growth and job decline in the region. What have we lost? What are we getting?
Well, let's talk about what we lost. So we lost, as I mentioned, from 2000 to 2019, we lost about 68,000 jobs. We replaced about 62,000 of them, but they tend to be lower paying than the jobs that were once here. For example, during that time frame I just mentioned, we lost another 45,000 manufacturing jobs. So those jobs pay an average of about $67,000 a year. They're good paying jobs. You contrast that with the jobs that are being created. The number one and fastest growing sector of the metro Milwaukee economy now is what is called healthcare social assistance. So we're talking nurses, nursing assistants, personal care assistants. Those jobs pay an average, we found, of $48,000 a year. It's certainly a decent paying job, but not as $19,000 less, frankly, than manufacturing jobs. We found fairly significant growth in the accommodation and food service workers sector. That's what it's called. It's, you know, people who prepare food. The average wage is $18,000 a year. That's been an area of growth. But again, that does not raise the median household income. So that's what's going on. We're losing some jobs that have paid more historically. We're gaining some jobs back, not a large number. But those jobs simply do not have the average wage that would cause you to raise your medium household income level.
We pick up our talk now with Mike Goucher, fellow in law and public policy at Marquette University, looking at median household income in the Milwaukee metro area and why incomes have gone down there across the region over the last four decades. Still time for you to join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 with your thoughts, your questions, and your reactions. Let's go to a caller now. Luann is with us in East Troy. Luann, hi.
Hi, guys. Thanks for this topic. I think it's really interesting. I wanted to ask Mike Goucher about the trend that was going on for years where they'd take one full-time job, split it into two part-time jobs so they wouldn't have to pay insurance for the employee. And how does that factor into his research?
Interesting question, Luann. Is that something you were able to pick up in the census and other data you looked at?
I cannot speak with any precision about that. It was not something that we looked at specifically in the research. I think it's a very intriguing question and one well worth considering. We just did not consider it for the purposes of this report. So I'm sorry about that, but that's the best I could do in terms of trying to answer that.
Luann, thanks for calling in at 800-642-1234. Mike, something that did strike me, you looked at household size in the region, mostly stayed pretty steady. But in the suburban counties, a rise in the number of households that consisted only of retirees. Talk about that.
Yeah, we found that about a fifth of the households now were what would be called retiree households. And that has resulted in sort of a downsizing of the typical household size in places like Waukesha County from, I think, about 2.8 people to 2.3. This is actually an important trend. And it makes, if you're an employer and you're making decisions about where you can locate a business or whether you can expand a business, this is an important issue. It's how much availability is there in the workforce? How much can I count on available workers to meet the needs of my business? So it is not a small thing, and it's something that we found kind of interesting as we began to look, you know, more closely at the numbers. The fact that you do have this larger and growing share of retirees who have incomes that are generally lower than working people, they definitely are on the rise in the Wild Counties in particular. So some of the economic growth that has been seen in the Wild Counties, the challenge will be providing the workforce of tomorrow for those counties.
Now, one subject I don't want to overlook here, it's no secret we have pretty big racial disparities all over Wisconsin, including in the Milwaukee area. What do you see when you look at racial gaps in income and how it's changed over time?
Yeah, I think this is pretty glaring, and you know, it's a, and I'm glad you pointed that out. It is a problem not just in Metro Milwaukee, but across our state. But in the city of Milwaukee, for example, to tell you how things have changed over time, since 1980, we found that the median household incomes for Black households in the city of Milwaukee had declined significantly across the board. The median income for Black households in the city is now just $30,000 a year. It's $39,000 in the suburbs. And a really good way to look at this is to put it like this. In 1980, median household income for a Black middle-class family in Milwaukee was $6,000 a year more than the national average for Black households. So Milwaukee was actually doing better than the nation was in terms of middle-class Black households. Today, that same middle-class family in Milwaukee earns $10,000 a year less than the typical middle-class Black family. So you can see what has happened in the city. That's a disturbing trend, and it's a trend, frankly, that you can see play out in different ways, Rob. You see it reflected in lower home ownership rates, something that John Johnson and I have also written about. You see it in higher rates of poverty, joblessness, incarceration. So it is a significant problem for the city, and one that does not have, we'd all like it to have an easy answer, but I don't think it does have an easy answer.
Talking to Mike Goucher from Marquette University, looking at a new report on median household income in the Milwaukee metropolitan area declines in the last 40 years. however you slice it, wherever you look in that region, urban, suburban. Let's go back to our callers at 800-642-1234. Mark is with us in Bayfield. Mark, hi.
Hi. Thanks for exploring this topic. I just wanted to find out how much of the lack of job creation the kind of job creation that would help improve the median household income is attributed to the lack of business formation in Wisconsin and maybe how that plays with immigration in Wisconsin too.
Mark, thanks a lot for the call. I don't know if your report gets at this exactly head on, Mike, but I know you looked at job numbers in higher paying fields like financial, industry, yep, technology, things like that. What do we see and what do you have to say to Mark?
Yeah, I think the best answer I can give is that there are probably two parts to that answer. In terms of business formation, I think I would talk more about entrepreneurship, and I would talk more about the creation of new businesses, new companies. Wisconsin, generally speaking, has lagged in that area, and I think that's probably reflected in some of what you see in our metro area. We are not leading the way in technology jobs in this country right now, although there are good people doing good things to try and change that paradigm. The point that you make, Rob, is there has been one area of pretty significant growth in metro Milwaukee, and we were I don't know if we should have been surprised, but we were a bit surprised by this. It's very rapid growth in a sector which is known as management of companies and enterprises. And as we said in the newspaper story, think private equity and management firms. These are very, very high paying jobs. And the metro area has added about 15,000 of those jobs in the last two decades. So that is, an encouraging sign in some respects. It certainly boosts our per capita numbers, which are much better than our median household income numbers. But back to the tech sector, I just want to make clear that there is you see what's happened in the Madison area where it has a pretty vibrant tech community. They're pushing in that direction here in Milwaukee, too. There have been investments by Fortune 500 companies like Northwestern Mutual. I think that's still to be determined, still evolving. But I do think the fact that we have not to date in the metro Milwaukee area achieved the same kind of success as some of these other cities we've talked about in that area, I think that's a challenge for us as a region.
What kind of things are you hoping, Mike, that policymakers do with your report here, whether it's the local, county, or state levels?
Well, I think one of the things that we've tried to do at the law school is we try to report on metro area trends. And I think we need to sort of face up to what we face in reality. And there are people who were not thrilled with the report because they feel it paints a more dire picture of the region than it deserves, that the region is doing a lot of things well, that there are some new manufacturing innovations that are on the way that are creating jobs. And it's not our intent to speak poorly of the region. It's just our intent to have an honest discussion about where we are. And I think to have people take a look at why. That's the big question. What's going on? And if we believe that we want to do better in terms of median household income, what are the possible options for us as a region to pursue? So it's just I think we see it as a conversation starter, and we see it as an attempt to, I think, cast some real world numbers on a discussion that often, as a longtime resident of Milwaukee, a discussion that often boils down to a one or the other view of the city. One narrative is that things are really starting to boom in Milwaukee, and there certainly are some things to be terribly excited about. And then there's another narrative that says Milwaukee's really got big, intractable problems, and it's just not going to be able to be solved. What we want to do is just bring what we feel is real facts to the table, and so that people can make an honest assessment of where we are and what needs to be done.
Mike, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you, Rob. Really enjoyed it.
That's Mike Couchet, fellow in law and public policy at Marquette University. He talked with us about his research on median household income in the city of Milwaukee and its surrounding suburbs and why they've dropped since 1980. Find a link to his work at WPR.org/Central Time.